Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast, Out of Five Stars. We are a weekly bookish podcast, and I am your co-host, Jess, in Louisville.
And I'm the other Jess over here in Portland right now. Each week, we sit down virtually, and we enjoy a drink, and we talk about bookish stuff. Today, we're doing TV bookish stuff. We are going to be discussing the first five episodes of Firefly Lane, which is out now on Netflix, and it is based off of a novel of the same name.
Yeah, the book was first published in 2008, and it currently has a 4.1 on Goodreads. It's by author Kristen Hanna, which at the beginning of April, we're going to be doing The Four Winds.
Yeah,
that we're reading. So I thought it was kind of exciting that we're going to be doing the show now first. But before we get into all of that, what are you drinking, Jess? We're recording this on an early morning. So no booze today unless it's mimosas.
Or Irish coffees. I have just a mugwort tea that I made with some honey in it. It's pretty, I don't know, cottagecore lesbian of me. It's tasty. What are you drinking, Jess?
I am sticking to one of like my go-tos during the day before I switch to wine.
Daytime drinks?
Yeah, it's Spindrift, lime flavored. I've been loving it so far. Yeah.
We're Spindrift girls. Well, you definitely are. Still don't have Spindrift at my Costco. I don't think there's any corrections from our last week's episode, which was our St. Patrick's Day episode. We're going to dive into this conversation about Firefly Lane, the show. We did not read the books. Like Jess said, we are reading a book by the same author next month, though. But I just wanted to start off with this little, you know, on like Goodreads, they can have like the author can write this little thing to influence you to read the book or get into
it.
After watching the first five episodes, I had to like, you know me, I start digging around the internet.
Yeah, I don't. And I don't at all.
I dig. I just get so like, what? Like, I have so many questions I need to ask. So anyways, this is off of the author's Goodreads. Firefly Lane is for anyone who ever drank Boone's Farm apple wine while listening to ABBA or Fleetwood Mac. More of a coming of age novel. It's the story of a generation of women who are both blessed and cursed by choices. And I think they should have written something else because I love ABBA and I love Fleetwood Mac and I've drank some Boone's Farm in my day, but I hated Firefly Lane.
Really? That's far. Okay.
Far. I mean, this would be something I would not finish if it was just me in the world alone. Without you, Jess, I wouldn't finish this.
So you made me watch Bridgerton, which I enjoyed, and I'm making you watch this one. When it first started, like the first episode going on, I immediately was like, Jess is gonna hate this. She's gonna hate this. It was kind of weird, right? I didn't weird. Like the orange tint of like the past. I hated it. It hurt my eyes.
I'm so fucking glad you brought that up. Because that was a big like annoyance for me was this weird hazy filter they put on all the nostalgic clips. And it just looked like a bad Snapchat filter. Like, I don't know who edited this thing together. They must have got the same editors from The Bachelor this last season where it's just like all off and weird and off-putting.
I agree.
It was like so hard to visually just stare at the nostalgic scenes.
I was like trying to squint so that it wouldn't hurt my eyes so much. That was a pretty bad one. And I hated the beginning. I was pretty confused about it, having not read the book. I can see why people would be excited about it. I mean, you know, if it's a book that you loved back in 2008 when it came out, you're like, yes, movie's coming out or the show's coming out, but I didn't really like it. I did like the people that they chose for Tully and Kate. They chose great actresses for that. And I thought that was pretty good. I enjoyed seeing, what's her name? The blonde one, not the blonde one.
It's Tully. Oh God.
Yeah. Who
Tully and then the annoying one, Kate.
No, I know. But what's the actress's name?
Oh, what's the actress's name? I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But she plays like
Catherine
the mom.
Hagel.
Catherine Hagel is not the blonde one. She's the brunette.
That's right, Tully. Right, right. Yeah, Tully. Yeah. I enjoyed watching Catherine Hagel and play Tully.
It's Sarah Chalke as the other gal. And she plays like a mom in a lot of stuff. So I've seen her in a lot of movies and it's really good. And yeah.
Well, I was saying that I enjoyed seeing Catherine play Tully as a different character, because in the past she had been criticized playing like all of the like, oh, lost the guy, hard to find love. And now she's playing like the stronger woman that's had a tougher past, and she's just playing with men instead of the other way around, men playing with her.
I mean, I get that, and I was curious about this too, because obviously it's like a girlfriend story, like best friends through the decades type thing. So you would think that this show would pass the Bechdel test. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what that is.
It's like, it's this test that was it was created to like measure the representation of women in fiction. Mm-hmm. And basically it just asks you to like sit, watch a movie or read a book. And if the piece of work features at least two women who talk to each other about something other than a man, it passes the test, which you'd be like, oh, things got to pass that test. But goodness gracious. No, like Cheese, Fork, and Rice, this whole thing is just like them whining about things that are so easily avoidable.
I still don't get the show. Like, I don't get the point of the show just yet. I haven't really read the synopsis or...
And don't you think that's odd that we are 5 episodes in, Jess, and we're like, what the fuck is the point of this?
Okay, so we know that in episode 2, we see the future like 2 years later, and it's assuming that Tully is going to die. Right?
Someone, because they're kind of how they're saying like, oh, I know you miss her.
Yeah, and they're like going to the funeral. So I was like, wait, so this is how it's going to end? That's weird. And then... Mm-hmm. I like that they're not fighting about a man. There's like, but in the first episode, I was kind of like, no, don't do it. Because Johnny, which is Kate's husband, he comes back from a trip and goes directly to Tully's house. And I was thinking that maybe they were involved romantically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They keep trying to play that coin.
And after that, I was kind of like, oh, I hope that that doesn't happen. But it just turns out that he's her producer. So I was like, okay, they didn't. Otherwise, that would have been too like predictable of a show.
I feel like they might swing it back there because they keep trying to play that card where like Tully's very selfish. And there's like one, you know, nostalgia scene where they're back in a bar and Tully is like bumping and grinding 80s dancing with the future husband of her best friend. And her best friend's just like, great, fuck, that's awesome. And then Tully does it again later on in the future. So I'm just like, oh, how original. Girls fighting over a boy. It's just like, where's this going to go? Where's this show going to go? Is it really just like a Friends Through the Decade story? I don't see how that got so popular.
Well, you know what? When I Googled the show real quick, I saw a little thing about a season 2. And I don't know right now here at 1 through 5. I don't know how there's going to be a season 2 of this. Like, yeah. I don't understand, but it says Netflix season 2 of Firefly Lane. I'm not really sure. I did cry on the 5th episode because of the dog. The dog had to be put down and I was really sad about that. When I saw it, I let my dogs up on the couch.
That's the only thing that I've gotten an emotional reaction from myself too. I was like, oh, poor Axel. He didn't need to be brought into this. But also, just like another layer of how emotionally unstable Tully is, who gives a couple who's like expecting a baby any day a puppy?
Yeah. What? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I am totally confused about the show. And I know we're doing two episodes on this, but maybe it could have only been one.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, you know, a whole lot more, because this author, Kristen Hannah, she's got like a ton of books, like a ton of books. And so Jess did mention we're reading another book of hers, and I'm feeling that there's some sort of theme between like all of the things she writes. You can tell she is a good writer, though. If for, you know, all things said and done, it's a well-written show. Like, I don't think the characters are saying anything outlandish. So going back to the like orange tint on everything, the show so far comes off very low budget Hallmark vibes for me. And so you would think when I see it, I'm thinking there's going to be really dumb dialogue, like in those straight to TV shows. But the dialogue's pretty solid. I mean, the daughter speaks like a normal, you know, adolescent little whiny girl who's always yelling at her mom. Which, yeah, I mean, the writing seems believable, which we didn't read the book, so I don't know if it was that believable. And
well, you know what doesn't seem believable, though?
Just for the screen. What? Tell me.
What doesn't seem believable is they're supposed to be in Snohomish, Washington. I don't see any fucking rain in this show. It's always sunny.
They got that orange tint. They went opposite from Twilight with the blue tint on everything to like represent it's rainy. And they went orange tint. Very, very interesting. Also, yeah, I'm not getting PNW vibes from any of it. It looks very Southern California, like the house on the ocean.
Not even Southern California, but more like middle of nowhere, Nebraska.
But with like an ocean. They have that dope ocean.
Yeah.
But yes, yes, yes. Yeah, very, very, very weird. What do you think about the what is her name? Kate and her husband in the like the now time.
We don't know what drove them apart. They say it was because of her like supposed almost affair, but was it really
emotional affair?
Yeah, I don't know. It all seems kind of, it keeps you a little bit interested to like keep watching, but it's not like Bridgerton where you're just like, oh my God, I need to watch the next episode. Time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's bleh right now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we're not rating it right now. We're going to rate it like next episode, but
we've learned our lesson. Yes. We will not rate in the middle. So as far as the two main characters, Tully and Kate, what are your thoughts on them as people? Because obviously they're going to be the same, like they're written straight from whatever this author wanted them to be written as. What do you think about them? Do you like them?
I think that Kate lets Tully like walk all over her. Don't you think?
But yes, but that's like she's making it her personality.
Her character is such a weakling. Like,
yes.
I don't know. Squeezing the poop out of that dog in that one episode was so unnecessary.
Really gross. Yeah, I was like, why are we doing this? Like, this is weird. Your boss is 14. I don't get that situation either. They look well off living in their Nebraska mansion on the ocean.
Okay,
why does she need
house,
to go to work?
That house is ridiculous. Okay, the house is ridiculous. Like, what producer? He doesn't even seem like a big time producer. And if they have a house that big and she's a stay-at-home mom, if they have a house that big and what, Tully has like a penthouse, that it seems kind
Seattle.
Of backwards.
Right.
That house is just ginormous. It's not believable at all.
No, none of it's believable. And Tully's supposed to be like a talk show host, but none of it is explained well or how any of their life really makes sense. Like, that feels very two-dimensional. The characters, their whole personality makeup outside of this very weak friendship, because the friendship doesn't even seem to be like the littlest things will set them off. And there's just so much non-communication, like their issues of lying and pettiness as children just follow them all the way through adulthood. And I know like a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's really special to have a friend that you've been friends with since high school. And I have people that I'm still very close with from high school as well, but we are not our high school selves. Whereas these girls seem like they're still there.
And they seem like they have to do everything together.
Together. They're extremely codependent on one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah. I don't know. So far, I'm not that impressed. Although it is supposedly on Nielsen's US Weekly streaming. So along with like WandaVision, they're up there, and it is still on the Netflix top 10 shows.
See, this is another thing where it's
okay,
like,
I have a question.
Watching
though?
Cobra Kai. Who's watching this for real? What?
I have a question. Did you know what the show was going to be about, or like have an idea?
Nope. I went totally cold.
What did you think it was going to be about? Watching, just seeing like the poster board.
All I saw was the poster board for it going in. And I just assumed it was going to be some sort of like comedy, like rom-com comedy variety.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose you would still kind of put it in the, no, it's more of a drama, right? It's not rom-com, it's drama.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would put it in the like made for TV movie Hallmark Channel mom drama.
Okay.
It's a mom drama.
So for me, I watched a little bit of the trailer and I saw the poster board and that was it. And I saw that it was trending. I didn't read anything about it. I'm just like, okay, let's watch this. I thought based on the trailer, first of all, I thought it was going to be a movie. Second, I thought it was going to be like them two were going to be two lesbian lovers. Okay. Because they met in high school and they had like this loving relationship and then they drifted apart and came together once they were older and Kate had gotten married to a man and then they just divorced and they got together again. That's
honestly
what I thought.
Jessica, you should write this because if that was the twist in the last five episodes, 100% I'd be way more on board for it. Like that would be actually exciting instead of where I feel this is going to go is just going to like drag. I have no, how would they make this into two seasons? It's going to drag this boring, whiny, all the girls are whiny in it. The daughter's whiny. Tully is whiny. Mama's whiny. Even the dad's whiny. They're all.
Everyone's whiny. But I'd say let's just keep watching and hopefully it surprises us. Maybe if not, then I guess we'll see. So
it's interesting that the scheme of like my schedule with this, I've started reading the book, The Four Winds, mm-hmm. before I started watching this. And I don't know if that maybe like tarnished my view of the author, like me knowing this story and then going into this story, because honestly, they're pretty similar. Feel like it's a one note author, maybe. I don't know, but looking at the rest of the books, I'm judging them by their covers. Looks like it's kind of a one note type of gal.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
We will find out. Do you want to make any predictions? We did that last time.
Okay. Yes, I do. So we ended with the end of season. The end of episode 5, it was the reporter going and finding Cloud. What a stupid fucking name is Cloud. Like, not even for the 80s, but...
Okay, honestly, like...
Cloud is Tully's mother for
she
everyone.
She was the comic relief in the whole thing. And also, I was getting so annoyed that baby Kate, her glasses were, like, down here on the, like, tippy of her nose. And I was just like, push them up. Stop being quirky with your big glasses. and just get glasses that fit. Cloud is a pothead. Everyone knew it. It's all right.
Yeah. But so we ended with the reporter finding Cloud, and Tully, she always tells people that her mom died when she was really young. Her mom died when she was really young. And
because she was so ashamed of her pothead
and
mother.
Now we find that Cloud, Tully's mom, is really alive. So to be honest, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. This show.
Do you care? Do you want to know what happened to Cloud?
I wonder.
Were you ever that invested?
I wonder if.
I can tell you what funeral, she's doing. She's at that TikTok commune right now.
I wonder if the funeral that they're talking about, you know, when we go to the future, is Cloud's funeral and not Tully's.
And Tully and Kate just like separated ways.
Yeah, because of the way that this seems, you know, like if it is Tully that gets quote unquote sick and has like a life-threatening disease that she dies in the show, it'll kind of almost remind me of a Nicholas Sparks book.
Yeah, that I was going to say that too. It could go that way if there was a constant loving relationship and Tully just dies.
But in this case, it would be different because it wasn't like a man and a woman falling in love and
or stuff. It wasn't a romantic between
yeah,
a woman
it was
woman
a friendship type thing.
Their beautiful friendship that really isn't that beautiful. I'm just like, I don't know. Codependent girls who were friends in high school went to the same college and then couldn't let each other live their own lives.
Yeah. But anyways, enough about that.
Enough.
Do you have any predictions before we move on?
I think there's going to be, they are placing a lot of information on the like daughter getting on birth control. Maybe we're going to have a pregnancy. That'd be hilarious. That'd be something to, you know, while up the boring lives of these people who just do laundry all the time. And I don't know. I do laundry all the time. I don't want to watch a show about people doing laundry. You know, I don't know. I'm sorry. I've been being really poo-poo on it, but it's not my type of show viewing, which is weird because I really do like Katherine Heigl. I've liked her in like everything I've seen her in so far. And this there's no comedic timing. So I think I think the daughter's gonna get pregnant or something along that variety is gonna happen. It's going to be Tully's fault. That's why they drift ways. You're correct. Cloud dies. They're going to the funeral.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see what happens next.
We shall see.
And then depending on that, maybe we won't watch season two.
Yeah, it would have to have quite the twist for me personally to continue going on. Cause where we stand right now, I'm just like, all right.
Meh. And also I would totally be okay not finishing it because it doesn't have
so far,
me,
yeah,
it doesn't it's have not, me hooked it's not hooking, at all.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so weird because, you know, at the end of like most Netflix shows, even the like rom-commy type of thing, every ending of the episode leaves you on some sort of hanger, some sort of cliff where you're like, all right, just one more. And I did not find myself saying like,
yeah,
just one more.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Yeah. The cliffhangers here are not
very good.
Not butt clenching, but we'll see. I will continue. Okay. Are we ready to go on to our next segment, which is Guess With
Jess.
Okay. Guess With Jess. New segment. Love it. Okay. So here's the clue. Sorry if that was really loud. Super popular author is getting a few titles pulled from publication. The author in question was first published in 1931, so way back in the day.
Is this author dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Super duper popular. There's actually 6 books in total that are getting pulled from publication. I can guarantee almost every reader has read at least one of them or looked at the pictures in them. There have been a few movies made off of this author's books.
That are getting pulled?
Not the movies, no. Mm. Not the movies. The movies are a little less popular, but the books, everyone knows, they've been made into toys and greeting cards and often contain a lot of rhyming.
They're Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss. You got it right away.
Well, the rhyming part got me. I was like, oh, okay. Because I was going to ask male or female and yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Dr. Seuss's Enterprises are discontinuing 6 of the books. They're actually none of the books I've ever, never even heard of. They're really weird ones, older ones. A few of the titles are, and to think I saw that on Mulberry Street. If I ran to a zoo.
Did they say why or just because they're not popular?
So, one thing is they are not very popular. Anyone who's going online, you know, screaming, cancel culture's ruining everything. These aren't the books that you've been buying or anything like that. But they do contain some, you know, pretty,
racist.
Yeah. They're just not, they're not things that people need to see anymore.
That's not cool.
They've got a lot of ethnic stereotypes and things that are just hurtful to people. So these aren't the books that you read. They're not like The Green Eggs and Ham or Oh, The Places You Will Go. The Lorax, like they're not the good ones. So I think everyone online who's like freaking out about this needs to calm the fart down. Like these books that are getting pulled are the boring ones that you've never even read before.
Yeah.
All the solid good ones that people actually like are the ones that have, you know, no controversy surrounding them. And those are all staying around. So yeah, Dr. Seuss is getting a few books pulled, which is fine. His like library of books that are still being published are like
ginormous. All right.
It's a big old list.
All right. Well, what a riveting discussion.
I'm sorry, Jess. I really like, we talked about this before we got on. Neither one of us took a lot of notes. There's not a lot of noteworthy.
It's not noteworthy at all. Yeah.
It was filmed a little weird with that haze, made it goofy.
Meh.
Yeah. It's not for us. I don't think it's for us.
No, no. Maybe I think I wanted to like it, but then I got into it and I was like, meh. But that's not to say that the next 5 episodes are going to make the show. So make sure you come back next week to hear the rest of our discussion and also to hear what we're going to end up rating this. Yes, exactly.
I'm very interested in what you think of the ending because, yeah, this was your pick. So I do feel really bad being like,
meh.
But I'm glad you also agree with me on there's no cliffhangers.
Nope.
Do I just need a cliffhanger at the end of every episode? No, I don't. But I want to be entertained. So anyways, don't forget to subscribe to our show. You can listen wherever you listen to podcasts. Just got us on all of them right now. So you can find us on all of the socials at Out of 5 Stars.
And that's Outa with 2 T's. Until next time.
Cheers! Cheers.